Okay, my friends. So today we are reading Easter's time, springtime stories, because the season has changed and it is springtime, and we are ready for butterflies and flowers and baskets of beautiful things. Are you ready? I'm ready. Perhaps. But this particular story, today's story, we actually saw and read the fall, the autumn version of this story with the falling leaves. But today's story is called Fletcher and the Springtime Blossoms. Do you remember Fletcher, the little fox? Let's read about him. So today's story was written by Julia Rawlinson and it's illustrated by Tiffany Beek. And it's read today by Mommy. And what do you call yourself? What do you call yourself? Well, I can tell you what I call you. I call you Pipster the Magnificent. And he agrees. Okay. Mommy and Pipster the Magnificent. Here we go. The woods were full of the chirping, bustling, sing-song sounds of spring. Fletcher bounced along with his nose in the air, sniffing the just-burst buds of flowers and playing chase with butterflies. With his head spinning with sights and sounds, he tumbled happily down the hill into the sunny orchard. But when he picked himself up from the ground, he couldn't believe his eyes. What do you think we're going to see? I'm very worried. I'm scared. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? A soft breeze danced through the branches, carrying snowy flakes. Snow? So late in spring? Thought Fletcher. It will be too cold for the buds and butterflies. No time to lose. Goodness gracious, to have snow? Can I tell you a story?
What?
When I was about your age, it was about this time of year. And on Easter Sunday, when we woke up to go outside to do the Easter egg hunt, there was about a foot and a half of snow on the ground. And the very day before, we'd been out picking daffodils. And now there was all this snow. It had snowed overnight on Easter. And we woke up and went, oh, man, we can't go out and play in the cold snow. And there's no Easter egg hunts. They had to do it in the church auditorium. Anyways, glad to know we don't have that happening today. So, back to our story. Looking for someone to tell, he trotted back up the hill and past a pair of birds. On a branch.
You've flown your summer home too soon, Fletcher cried. I've been down to the orchard and there's more snow on the way.
Perhaps we should fly back south,
they called.
But first, we must tell Porcupine. He's just come out of his bed of leaves. He needs to snuggle back down or he'll freeze.
Well, Fletcher and the birds found Porcupine stretching and scratching.
There's snow on the way, panted Fletcher. I saw it in the orchard. It will be too cold for the butterflies, and the birds will need to fly south, and you must hide away.
Then I should crawl back into my bed, snuffled Porcupine, sadly. But first, we must tell Squirrel that he needs to hunt for food. He's eaten his winter store of nuts, and he'll need to find some more.
Oh, dear. Fletcher and the birds and the porcupine found Squirrel scampering after sunbeams.
Snow is blowing in from the orchard, gasped Fletcher. It'll be too cold for the butterflies, and the birds will need to fly south, and Porcupine must go back to bed, and you must find some food.
You're right. I've eaten my spring feast, said Squirrel. All my stores are gone. But before I hunt for more, we need to tell the rabbits to munch as much grass as they can before the snow falls.
Fletcher and the birds and the porcupine and squirrel hurried off again. The rabbits were rolling down the hill next to their burrow.
"Stop playing!" cried Fletcher. "There's snow blowing in from the orchard. It'll be too cold for the butterflies, and the birds will need to fly south, and poor Porcupine must go back to bed, and Squirrel needs to find food, and you must munch more grass."
"Before we eat,"
said the rabbits, staggering dizzily to their feet,
"let's go play in the snow."
Rabbits. Just like them to want to go play in the snow instead of eat the grass. Because do you want to know what they probably know?
What?
I suspect it's not snow. Do you know what I think it is?
What?
Do you remember when we had orange trees in our backyard? Mm-hmm. And they had little white blossoms? And then when the wind came, the little white blossoms would fall. And the whole backyard looked like it had snowed, but it was really just orange blossoms. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, the hippity-hoppity rabbits roly-poly plopped down the hill through the woods, and they were chased by Squirrel, Porcupine, the birds, and a bouncy, full-of-importance fox, all the way to the orchard, where the ground was white, covered with... I'll let you read that word.
Blossoms.
Blossoms bobbing in the branches, blossoms blowing in the breeze, blossoms blanketing the ground, and not a snowflake to be found.
"These are blossoms, not snow, you foolish fox,"
the animals cried. Fletcher blinked and rubbed his eyes, feeling very serially. The Japanese cherry blossoms, they can make things, they are this color. They're kind of the pinkish yellow, pinkish whitish colors that you see here. I'm wondering if this is a cherry orchard. Do you think it could be? Or maybe apple blossoms are that color too. But then the animals scooped up pawfuls and clawfuls of blossoms from the ground and covered him, oh, poor Fletcher, in a tickly shower of fluttering white petals. Although that does kind of sound fun, doesn't it? Fletcher and his friends ran and played between the trees until at last they all collapsed in a blossomy, soft, white heap. Like this one. Then the birds fluttered back to their branch with beak fulls of blossoms to line their nest. And Porcupine snuffed off to the slope, his quills dotted with tiny white petals. Oh, he looks really nice with the porcupine quills all full of white petals. Squirrel went chasing up and down the trees after snow-white petals dancing in the breeze, and the rabbits bounced back up the hill with blossoms to brighten their burrow. But Fletcher just lay smiling in his soft bed of petals, watching the blossoming branches bobbing overhead. And what a wonderful end to this story. Shall we go and see if we can find some petals to look at this week? I thought so. I think it is that time, and where we live in California, they're doing something called a super bloom, because we got a lot of water this winter, and so all of our flowers are going boom, 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 and lighting up all the hillsides, and it's very beautiful. Maybe we should go check it out. What do you think? Thumbs up. All right. Well, that is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/ Storytime with Philip and Mommy. And you will see I've created a list for every month of the year. And in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.